This is North Sound One Friday Sports.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to North Sound One's Friday Sport, where in the next 60 minutes we bring you everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. The Dons are back in action tomorrow after the latest international break, and it's a visit of nearest neighbours Dundee United. All the build-up to that one, plus the rest of the weekend football action. We'll hear from two ex-Manchester United greats, a former tennis world number one, and lots more right here on the North East number one for sport across the region. Friday Sport on North Sound One.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound One, the best preview of the weekend sports action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond.
And first, as we mentioned, Aberdeen looking to bounce back from the disappointment in Dingwall a couple of weeks ago. Here's manager Derek McInnes, who's expecting a tight 90 minutes against Dundee United.
Well, it'll be a tough game. I think both teams have had a decent start. You know, I think there'll be certain games. I think Jackie will be the same. I think they could have picked up a few more points. But again, there's been quite big changes in both clubs in terms of personnel. So I think it'll take a time for that to settle. But I think we're both be looking forward to the game. I think both teams will be looking to go and win the game. Both teams have had a lot of plaudits for the way they've played this season. And both teams have introduced a lot of youngsters, so I think there's a lot to be looking forward to. I think the healthy crowd helps as well. Our supporters have really responded again, which I'm really grateful for and delighted about. And now it's all about trying to go and win the game now, and certainly a game we're all itching for and looking forward to getting started. We're encouraged with what we've got at the club at the minute, and we want to try and move on and progress as we go along, but it's still early days. You know, I think obviously, you and I are from a generation who remember, you know, both clubs being very successful. But I think we're a long, long way from that, both teams. And but we certainly can work towards that. I think the signing that really kind of galvanised United and gave their supporters hope was the signing of Goodwillie. You know, for me, that shows the ambition still within the United to go and compete. You know, I know they lost Russell and Daly, but you know, the re-signing of Goodwillie and what it took to get him suggests that they've still got a lot of ambition this season. So I think they're a good side. You know, I think that there is a lot of players there that are getting to know each other, and I think they'll probably improve as they go along as well. But you know, for us, it's just to, you know, try to concentrate on ourselves, look at the threat of United, of course, every opponent, but concentrate on our own performance.
Very good evening. This is North Sound One's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott, and I'm joined here by North Sound Sports editor Dave Galloway, also Andrew Shiny. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Good
evening.
And of course, Andrew, it does seem it's only 2 weeks since the last game, but these international breaks, we're really desperate for more action, aren't we?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all very well having these international breaks when you can dive off to Madrid like you did, but it makes for a very
get it in
long
early.
It's a very long fortnight for those of us who had last weekend to suffer no football at all. But yeah, really excited about the game tomorrow, and the fact that it's the local derby. And hey, wow, United have sold 1,400 tickets so far.
Ooh, that must be about a record for them.
Yeah, they're considering they're a big club now because they've sold 1,500 tickets or something like that. But they're always good games, Dave, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, United can come back when they have sold 4,000 tickets for a game at Pittodrie, like we regularly sell for Tannadice. Yeah, they're always keenly contested. I'm uneasy with the new firm title because that's a long, long way in the past.
Which is why I didn't actually mention the words new firm.
No, but there are still some people out there the new firm. It's not the new firm derby. That was 30 years ago. Always very keenly contested. Northeast derby, there's never any quarter asked nor given. And I think this will be no exception tomorrow. It should be a cracker.
Yep. Looking forward to it, Andrew?
Absolutely. I mean, Dundee United are pretty decent away from home. They're unbeaten in their last six away games. Like Aberdeen, it's a new-looking squad. They've got a lot of youngsters in there. Got some decent players. Gary Mackay-Stephen, I think, is one of Scotland's top talents, and I think he's got the wherewithal to go on and have a really big career. But as Derek McInnes said, let's not worry about Dundee United. Let's make sure that Aberdeen get their house in order and do all the right things. And, you know, there's the potential tomorrow for the Robson Flood engine room to be reunited, and that would be a huge boost for Aberdeen going into this game. Two ex-Dundee United players, of course, who will be out to put one over their old team. But, you know, the experience that they've got, what a difference that could make to Aberdeen's midfield. And when they're playing well, as we saw, OK, we've only seen it for, what, 120 minutes or something like that.
But it looked good for that, 120 minutes.
It looked fantastic at that time against 20, the second half of that game, and then the Kilmarnock game. And if we can get that going again, I think Aberdeen could win tomorrow. Not handsomely. I think it'll be a tight game. And, you know, United have a habit of scoring against Aberdeen. They've scored in each of their last 10 league matches against the Dons. But I can see the Dons just having a wee bit too much, because the United squad, although it's different, it's not as strong as it was last season. And I would argue that Aberdeen's squad is infinitely stronger than it was last season.
Yeah, well, after a poor season by his own high standards last time out, striker Scott Vernon is back and is currently joint top scorer for the current campaign. He's determined to get back to winning ways after the international break.
It's up to us to make sure it's not too open, you know, on our part. We need to, you know, obviously keep it tight and make sure that it's open for us to go and play and not them, really. So, you know, it's something that we've been working on all week. You know, training's last couple of weeks been going great. We've, you know, I've had the rest that we needed as well as working hard. So, you know, we're full of confidence going into the game. And, you know, like I said, we want to put the recent loss at Ross County behind us. You know, Dundee United have been up there last few seasons. They've been making the top six. You know, so they've proven time and time again they can do it. And obviously it's a big sort of aim of ours to be up there this season. So, you know, we feel that we've had a decent enough start of the season. If we can kick on from here now and sort of turn them sort of niggly performances where, you know, we're not playing so well, you know, and losing to maybe getting a draw or nicking a win, then we feel that we can definitely do that. You know, a striker scoring goals is a lot happier and feels like a lot better player than a striker that's not scoring. So, you know, it's good for my confidence. Obviously, early on in the season, wasn't playing as much as I would have liked, and you know, managed to get a chance and get in there and do the business and get a few goals. So hopefully, you know, not looking to rest on them laurels and kick on and get more goals now.
Let's hear from defender Andy Considine now. He's been speaking to Mal Panton for Red TV.
It's been an encouraging first couple of months, but I think it's come at a good time that the likes of Barry, Willow and Russell coming back. It's vital that, you know, that obviously they're in the squad to help the young boys get through, you know, because we could have maybe done with the likes of Barry or Willow or Russell in for the past two games, you know, just to help out the team, you know, with the experience they have. You know, so it's a massive plus that all three will be back.
Just sitting there at a personal level, how's hard the last 10 months been?
It's been pretty tough coming back for sort of pre-season. That was tough. You know, I had a little bit of a setback, but everything seems to be fine now, and I'm just happy to be back playing. It's taken me probably the four games to really feel back to normal. You know how
you
I did
get your match.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, the past 2 weeks in training, you know, I felt a lot better. More like myself. Hopefully I can just continue from here.
Turning to United now, and manager Jackie McNamara says he's been impressed with Derek McInnes's men.
Yeah, they've started the season well. I think they've had a good atmosphere at the club since, you know, start of the season. A lot of expectation there. It's one, I think, it should be a cracking game. I think it's, obviously we're having the Dundee derby this year. This is, for us, it's the next best thing. Should be a cracking match.
And Dave, with players we mentioned there, you know, Willow Flood, Barry Robson, Chris Clark back in training this week, giving... Derek, the kind of problems that any manager would love to have, competition all over the field.
Yeah, it's almost an embarrassment of riches, isn't it, Dave? The players who have come in an interim basis, the youngsters, they've done excellently well. They'll be better players for the experience that they've had, but if we can get the likes of Flood and Robson back, absolutely fantastic for the rest of the season, I would say.
Yeah, and also Russell, who missed... the game up in Dingwall, a slight knock. But again, defensively, you know, with Andy back, it does mean that Derek's not going to take any risks with any players. If there's a doubt at all about them, he'll just, you know, it's not like you have to play somebody because there is somebody else
ready to step in?
Well, that's the beauty of the squad that he's got now, that he's, you know, you've got in the defence there, you've got Shaughnessy, you've got Hector, you've got Considine, you've got Reynolds, you've got Anderson. Craig Murray as well can step in, although he's out injured at the moment. But there are options there for him, which makes all the difference. And more importantly, he's got options both with right-footed defenders and left-footed defenders. There were occasions in the past where, you know, you've seen a back four where three guys were predominantly left-footed, and that unbalances the side. But this year, I think he's got a really well-balanced squad, players who are interchangeable but comfortable in the roles that are assigned to them. So, yeah, it's looking good, but it's all about getting the job done in the park, isn't it?
Yeah.
And tomorrow is a big, big game for Aberdeen. It was really disappointed to lose at Ross County because they could have jumped up to third place in the table. The way the results went that day, everything would have been perfect for Aberdeen had they won the game, but they didn't. So now you've got Dundee United breathing down their necks, only a point behind them. And Jackie McNamara will be coming up hoping that he can leapfrog the Dons. So, you know, it's a massive game for Aberdeen, as much as anything, to try and get the fans on side once again. Although, you know, the hardcore who travel away from home will still be 100% behind the side. But those, the sort of waverers that you sometimes see at Pittodrie, who sit back and expect to be entertained, that's what they'll be doing again tomorrow. So it's vitally important that a little bit of the spirit of 1995 comes back in, if you remember back that game where...
slightly different circumstances,
very
thankfully.
Very different circumstances, but if you can get that passion that there was in that afternoon where, you know, everybody knew the Dons had to win, and, you know, right from the first whistle, the whole crowd were right behind them, and that transmitted itself onto the park, and we got the performance out of a team which back then hadn't been performing at all. If we can get a similar sort of scenario tomorrow, get the crowd with everybody really pushing behind the Dons, we can go and win this one.
We heard from Scott Vernon there, Dave. Without giving your team away, will he start, do you think?
I believe Scott Vernon will start, Dave. Yeah, he's coming on to a very good game after an indifferent start to the season. I mean, what a difference a goal makes. It's a cliche, but, you know, take, for instance, the game against Hearts at Tynecastle when, you know, he could easily have had a hat-trick and he missed the lot. Chances that you would have expected him to burst the net with. Then he got a brilliant goal against Inverness, and he's, you know, he's not looked back since.
Yeah, and of course, Aberdeen against Dundee United. We'll be there. Full commentary over on Red TV. Updates on North Sound 1. If you would like to go along, we have a pair of tickets up for grabs. Say, all you have to do, nice, easy question: which Don, who might be playing tomorrow, he's in the squad, played for Dundee United last season. So in other words, who did we sign from Dundee United in the summer? He's in the squad for tomorrow. 01224 400 969 is the number. 01224 400 969. We'll be back after these.
North Sound 1 with the best preview of the weekend sports action from across the northeast of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
Welcome back to Friday Sport on North Sound 1. It's 23 minutes past 6. As far as the team news is concerned, we'll get your teams. It's really Josh McGuinness, Craig Murray. Everybody else is more or less in contention now with Chris Clark back in training as well, Andrew.
Yeah, a good sign. And the other good thing is that Josh and Craig won't be out for long periods of time. So what Derek was looking for right from the start of the season, a fully fit squad to select from, he's going to have very shortly.
Right, let's get down to the predict-a-dell. Dave, what have you gone for your starting lineup?
My starting lineup, Dave, Jamie Langford in goals, across the back four, Joe Shaughnessy, Russell Anderson, Andy Considine, and Mark Reynolds. Ryan Jack sitting in front of the back four. Then in midfield, Johnny Hayes, Willow Flood, Peter Pollitt, and Niall McGinn. Up front, Scott Vernon.
Andrew?
A couple of changes there. I've gone for Langfield, Shaughnessy, Hector, Considine and Reynolds. Jack in front of them. Hayes, Robson, Flood and Pollitt with McGinn up front. And I've even named the seven substitutes.
Oh, go on.
Weaver, Anderson, Vernon, Smith, Wild, Lowe and Story. Pretty strong bench.
It's not bad.
I mean, the fact that we've got a couple of disagreements there shows that there is scope there for Derek McInnes. You know, the Barry Robson conundrum is, do you start with him and hope to get an hour out of him and in that hour have killed the game off, or do you, like he did up at Dingwall with Willow Flood, hold him back on the bench and then put him on with half an hour to go, you know, 40 minutes to go, something like that, if needs be. But you know, I think Robson's delivery from set pieces is so vital to Aberdeen, and that was the thing that let them down up in Dingwall. They had 14 corners and not one of them managed to create a clear-cut scoring opportunity. Now, you do feel, with all due respect to, let me think, who took the corners? Johnny Hayes took a lot of them and Niall McGinn took the ones from the left-hand side.
Well, Peter took a few.
Peter took a couple as well. But with due respect to them, I think that magic wand of a left peg that Barry Robson has got would pick out a target better than these guys can, and that may sway Derek. But, you know, it's a nice position to be in, that you've got a headache tonight thinking, right, how am I going to play everybody? Big Calvin Zola could come into contention. You never know.
He is a doubt. The manager mentioned he is doubtful.
So he may not be ready for this week, but you know, there's lots of permutations there.
Yeah, you mentioned Barry Robson. Leads us nicely into the poll, which was, should Barry Robson start if he's fit, which he is.
Yep, a yes is 62.5%, with no just 37.5%.
Okay, and who's your one to watch, Dave?
My one to watch would be Willow Flood. His drive, his energy, his enthusiasm, his pace really does make a big, big difference for Aberdeen.
Andrew?
Going on the fact that I've put Barry Robson into my starting 11, I've got to stick with Barry. So I hope that he's playing and he makes a huge impact in the game.
Okay, now time now for the topic, which was started by Jack Don, who asks what the crowd is predicted for tomorrow's game. He reckons a healthy 15,001. Dave has the best of the rest as the thread progressed.
Yep, 13,456 reckons the Angus Bull, but we Mackie doubts we'll get over 12. Red Star Torfinns believes United will be excited at taking 1,500 fans and adds that they're a joke of a little club. Elgin Red plumps for 12,895. 521 BUC thinks 13,521. Ole Ole says the crowd will be 12,358, while Hughes a Plummin is very optimistic, 16,925. The forecast isn't good, argues D. Don, so 11,900 for him. Pac-Man 1903 thinks too many fans get put off by the weather. Jimbo 86 says they're probably going to boo Flood and Robson throughout the match, so I hope Willow scores and is awarded man of the match. Dandy Two Stars posts that his mate reported seeing a lot of white vans starting to head north out of Dundee this morning. The Lynx should be covered in vans, ponies and dugs by evening. Simi 4, 13,500, but announced as 11,000 by Pinocchio at the club. It's a bit harsh. Hopefully under 10,000, insists Capital Red. I get annoyed when the Scotia gets busy.
And plug for the Scotia.
Yeah. And finally, from Richie Red 93, 12,500 weather permitting, an extra 2,000 if it's near raining.
Okay, the rest of the Scottish Premiership card now. It's a lunchtime kickoff for Hibs and Celtic. Hibs boss Pat Fenlon hopes the Hoops will be distracted by Tuesday's crucial Champions League clash with Ajax.
It is very demanding, particularly when you're in the group there, where you're concentration and your work rate for playing the likes of Ajax and Barcelona and Milan are massive. You know, people think, well, you go out and you play against them, but the actual work rate and the concentration level is energy sapping.
His Celtic counterpart Neil Lennon, meanwhile, is full of praise for skipper Scott Brown.
I was there in Milan watching Scott play, where I thought he was the best midfielder on the park, so he is in a very good place at the minute, and you know, showing great maturity at times, obviously, in his level of performance now, and you know, I've been delighted with him.
Can do no wrong, Scott Brown, in Neil Lennon's eyes. Say, Andrew, how's that one going to go?
Very difficult to predict, because Hibs are in the midst of a good spell. They've won 4 of their last 5, and Celtic, you could say, well, they've lost 3 of their last 6, but of the 3, you know, Morton was the big team, and they lost to 2 Minos and AC Milan and Barcelona. But, no, seriously, I think you'd be surprised if Celtic didn't win that one, but You know, Hibs did beat them last season, but Lee Griffiths isn't there now. Who's going to score the goal? I think you've got to fancy Celtic by a narrow margin.
Okay, struggling Kilmarnock, welcome Ross County, Rugby Park gaffer Alan Johnson.
I think every game between now and the end of the season is going to be massive for us, none more so than the next two games, but the situation we found ourselves in, that every game is going to be a big game.
County boss Derek Adams says their recent win over the Dons shows they're heading in the right direction.
We've got more wins than we did last season as well, but we need to move on now, and we had a very good run after for January. We had 11 game unbeaten run where we won 8 games, so that's going to be very difficult to get again, but we'll keep on going.
Killy County, Dave?
I have to go for a county win there. I can't see where Killy are going to dig a result out from. They seem to be stuck in a rut. Ross County on the up and up. They weren't brilliant against Aberdeen, but they beat Aberdeen, and they'll be really very, very confident, I would have thought.
Okay, Motherwell Hearts now, and well gaffer Stuart McCall says his opposite number doesn't like to splash the cash around.
He used to take him to training every day. He never gave me a penny for petrol and all the tights on. But and obviously Billy Brown was there as well, and Lockie was on the pro licence course I was on a couple of years back, and he's a really good lad. Obviously a Hearts man, and he'll be doing everything in his power, as will Billy, to try to get him out of that bottom spot.
Hearts manager Gary Locke says they've been training hard to turn their slump around.
Well, we've just been working on, obviously, everything, defending better, obviously doing stuff with and without the ball. As most managers will do, most days of the week, just trying to be as organised as we can be.
Motherwell Hearts, Andrew?
I think the form book certainly points to a home win there, because Aberdeen are the only side to have beaten Motherwell in the last 9 games down at Fir Park, and Hearts 1 win in 19 away games. That suggests it's going to be a comfortable home win, but Hearts, you always feel they've got this cause that they're fighting for. They could upset the form book, so I'm going to go for a draw there.
OK, St Mirren hosts St Johnston, aiming to build on their victory over Hearts a fortnight ago. That marked their inaugural win of the season, but manager Danny Lennon is not getting carried away.
I wouldn't say we've turned the corner, we've made small strides in where we want to be. There's no quick way to the mountain that you want to go. There's no elevator to success. We've got to use the staircase, and we've got to use it every single day.
St Johnston, meanwhile, have extended Bosnian defender Sanel Jahic's trial, as boss Tommy Wright explains.
Imagine it'll be drawn to a close, before the end of the weekend. We'll hopefully get things sorted. He's done really well, so we're trying to sit down with him and his agents and push a deal through, because he's got good experience, he's got good pedigree, and he's proved this week that he's fit and he's keen to get back playing.
Battle of the Saints, Dave. Elevators and staircases.
That's like something Alan Partridge would say, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
The elevator to success.
Led Zeppelin, elevator to heaven.
Yeah, exactly. The Battle of the Saints. St Mirren will fight hard. They seem to be on a bit of an upper. They're certainly battling hard for the manager, but I can't see anything other than a convincing St Johnston win. When they're on their game, they're one of the best teams in the league. They're great to watch.
Absolutely. There's also a game on Sunday. Inverness playing Partick Thistle. Terry Butcher's delighted that Billy Mackay was voted the Premiership Player of the Month for September.
He's not in his makeup to be arrogant or big-headed or stop training or stop doing the things that he's been doing. He just instinctively does what he does. And he loves doing it and enjoys doing it. And he gets upset when he misses chances, but obviously loves it when he scores. So he's an exceptional player. I mean, from a mentality point of view, he's very tough, he's very strong.
Opposite number Alan Archibald says there's not much he's concerned about in his team's start to the season.
Just our home form, 2 wins at home. I think we've dropped 6 points at home, which we should have won. So that's one thing we'd have definitely changed.
How do you see that one going, Andrew?
I think you've got to fancy Cali Thistle. They're on the crest of a wave at the moment, although they've got to bounce back from that 4-0 defeat at St Johnston. Although Thistle, they've only lost 1, I think, in 13 away games. They'll be stuffy, they'll be awkward, but fancy Cali Thistle with home advantage to sneak that one.
It's Aberdeen against Dundee United tomorrow afternoon at Pittodrie. We have a pair of tickets. If you can phone on Aberdeen 400 969 and tell us which Aberdeen player was signed from Dundee United in the summer. Which Aberdeen player was signed from Dundee United in the summer? Aberdeen 400 969.
North Sound 1, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie, Balmore and across the Highland League. This is Friday Sports.
Welcome back to Friday Sport, and I can tell you the phone line's absolutely rammed for that competition. And talking about tomorrow's game, there'll be two very special guests watching the action at Pittodrie tomorrow: Scotland and Manchester United legend Dennis Law and fellow former Old Trafford star John Fitzpatrick. I caught up with the Aberdonian Joe earlier.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Aberdeen. They've had a got a new manager in, and they've had some good results apart from last week. We won't mention last week.
I mean, John, you stay in the area. You'll know that there is a real... We've had plenty of the false dons, as they're called, but there is a real feel-good factor. And also, the type of football the team is playing this season, it's going down well with the fans. They've bonded the players and the supporters.
Well, when George employed Derek McInnes, I thought it was a tremendous move. It needed a change at Pittodrie. It was too many excuses getting made left, right and centre. And Derek's come in and he's told it how he's seen it. And I think he started really well. But he's got to continue it. And the good thing about it is there's one or two young boys came through. And they're like permanent in the team just now. And going back to the old days again, that's the only way you can do it, Dennis, if you haven't got any money. If they're good enough, yes, Throw them in. And I think McInnes has got to be a good manager for Aberdeen.
You're two guys, both Aberdonian, but yet neither of you actually played for Aberdeen. Is it something that you would have liked to do, Dennis?
Excuse me, yes, of course I would. Do you think I wanted to go down to Huddersfield when I was a young boy, 50 years of age? Lovely city of Aberdeen, lovely stadium, lovely team. Yes, I would have loved to, but I didn't get the opportunity. So I had to take an 11-hour train down to Huddersfield with people that I didn't know and whatever. Eventually I got to know them, but no, I'd have loved to have played for Aberdeen.
And you can hear that full interview, which is a lot longer than that, on Red TV right now. But take a listen to these guys say all day. And in fact, if we hadn't stopped them talking, we'd have been going on all day.
I was going to say, if Fitz was given the chance, he would talk all day.
Absolutely.
Good to hear him. I mean, we enjoyed some great times when John worked with us here in North Sound, and the car journeys were never dull when John Fitzpatrick
was
with us.
I don't think I would have been able to play my iPlayer with John.
No chance.
It would have been out the window.
Absolutely.
That would have been interesting.
20-7 is the time. You're listening to Friday Sport here on North Sound 1. Tomorrow sees Fairmartin United do battle with Inverurie Locos in the Aberdeenshire Cup final in Fraserburgh. We've got the thoughts of both camp. First up, Steve Patterson, who's desperate to have something in Fairmartin's trophy cabinet.
What I went to the club to do is to try and, kind of win, silverware for the club. I'm now kind of my third season. It's high time I delivered, so it would mean sort of massively, for myself. But I just think that in terms of for the club, if we could do that, I think it would be like one step further than last season, and hopefully then it could possibly have a knock-on effect of maybe then concentrating and going one step further in the league, as obviously, we lost it in the last day of last season.
Locos co-boss Kenny Cool is relishing the showdown.
I think both teams have started the Highland League very well. I mean, Fairmartin's obviously unbeaten, but this silverware on Saturday would be a boost to both clubs, so I would imagine you'll get a very entertaining game one way or another. I want to play for in the Cup, so that will be us as managers winning our first trophy, and Locos winning their first trophy in 4 years or so, and Fairmartin obviously winning their first one since arriving in the Highland League, so stakes are high.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Jim Irving will be there for us for that one. And Dave, elsewhere, the Highland clubs, lots of them in action as well.
Yeah, there's some great action in store tomorrow. There's a second round replay in the William Hill Scottish Cup. Bucky Thistle make the long trip south to face an Annan Athletic side without the services of Stephen Sloan, who was sent off at Victoria Park a fortnight ago. Nairn County play Broader Rangers in the AGC Parcels North of Scotland Cup. Nairn have captain Michael Morrison ruled out through suspension, while David Watson is out through work commitments, and Paul McLeod has joined Nairn St Ninian on loan. Broder's only absentee is the injured Dale Gillespie. A few press and journal Scottish Highland Football League encounters. There's a lunchtime Speyside derby between Rothes and Strathspey Thistle. Now, this game was brought forward, would you believe, from the festive period. The Jags' only absentee is long-term Jamie Fraser. Devon Vale boss Charlie Charlesworth has doubts over
where several first-team players through injury and work commitments fought the visits of Fraserburgh. Fort William v Forest Mechanics is another game. Work commitments and injuries rule out four Fort players, but Darren Buchan is back. Forest have won their last two games. They're on a bit of a roll, but they have a number of selection problems. Both Huntley and Wick Academy will aim to get back to winning ways after losing on league duty last weekend. Keith are without three stars through injury. Lossiemouth, meanwhile, have a fully fit pool to choose from. Finally, Tariff United are struggling for options up front due to injuries. Clack are hard hit too, but welcome back, Michael Finnis. Just to go back to your in-car jukebox, Dave, do you have gypsies, tramps and thieves on there somewhere?
Yes, probably different mixes of well, in amongst the 39,000, yes.
That's a favourite of mine.
Good. The juniors, Andrew?
Yeah, pick of the bunch tomorrow is the Grill League Cup semi-finals. Cooter against Maud, Banksiddy against New Elgin, so we'll see the first final of the season determined there. In the Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup first round at East End against Lewis United, the GAA Engineering Inter-Regional Cup second round sees Nairn St Ninia and at home to Bridge of Don Thistle. Then going to the PMAC Group Super League, it's Dice Juniors against Devon Side, Ellen United against Hall Russell United, Hermes travelling to Longside, while the leaders Stonehaven entertain Bankery St Ternan. In the First Division East, it'll be Davy Neish and Keith McHattie in charge of Sunnybank for the trip to Colony Park following Lewis Muirhead's exit during the week. Cruden Bay entertain Newmarket United. It's Glen Tanner against Buckenhaven Hearts and Park Vale against Fraserburgh United. And finally, in the PMAC Group First Division West, it's Bucky Rovers against Forest Thistle, Burghead Thistle against Inverness City, Port Gordon Victoria visiting Fockabers, and Isle of Ale against White Hills.
Still to come, we've got the action down south, we've got rugby, we've got tennis, but first these.
Northside 1 Jambusters on Aberdeen 40-0040 with Sets Limited. Subsea engineering and technical services. Delivering solutions for the global subsea industry.
Hello, I am confused.com, but you can call me Brian. I'd like to tell you about QuickQuote, a faster way to a cheap car insurance quote. Simply enter your number plate and email address and receive a quote in the time it takes to name your top five British roads. Like the M5, the A361, the A12, the N25, and not forgetting the A338. Confused.com, quick quote.
Previous car insurance quote with Confused.com required.
Oi, want cash for your car? Put your reg number into carbuyingmachine.com, book your local viewing, and you'll get instant cash for your car. Carbuyingmachine.com.
Advice you can trust. It's vital to every growing business. That's why every year thousands of businesses in Scotland speak to Business Gateway. Our experienced advisors provide services designed to support your ambitions. So whether you're developing new products, expanding into new markets, or looking for routes to finance, make Business Gateway part of your plans. Visit bgateway.com or call 01224 946 535. Business Gateway, your gateway to business expertise.
Nothing, and I mean nothing, changes your life like a new baby.
Oh, excuse me. Hey, what's the matter, big fella? I mean, I didn't know what busy meant until... Is that a feed me cry or a change me cry?
We know new parents have their hands full. So to make things easier, Aviva will give each parent £10,000 of free life insurance until baby's first birthday.
Or just give us a cuddle, dad cry. Come here.
Help protect your family for free. Visit aviva.co.uk/life insurance or contact a financial advisor. Aviva. When big things happen, little things matter. Conditions and exclusions apply.
Hunting Energy Services, supplying tubulars and threaded accessories.
Following a number of key acquisitions, Hunting's product range now includes well perforation, cased hole logging, subsea chemical injection systems and well testing equipment.
Hunting is ideally positioned to support global well completion and well intervention activities.
Hunting Energy Services, excellence in energy for over 100 years. Find us at huntingplc.com.
Big Saturday Show. Visit your local Thompson Travel Shop for great winter holiday offers from Aberdeen Airport.
They asked me who I wanted to stand in for me on the show, and I said, as long as it's someone attractive, intelligent, and brilliantly funny. Sadly, they couldn't find anybody like that, so instead it's John Mellis. Just kidding, he's a top man. John Mellis on the Big Saturday Show this Saturday morning from 9.
Boogie's Big Saturday Show. Saturday from 9 with your local Thompson Travel Shop on North Sound 1.
Romeo is in demand with the biggest hits tonight from 7.
North Sound 1.
Buy an Audi at our approved used event, and one thing isn't included when it's serviced: an invoice. Get two services free on a wide range of approved used models with Audi Finance, 18th till 28th of October at your local Audi centre. Visit audi.co.uk/approved-used. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply. 12.5% APR representative. Offer expires 30th of October 2013. Audi Finance.
Travel. In Aberdeen, it's by and large moving well across the city centre now. The Harrigan is moving well. Wellington Road is clear and just a few minutes wait at the Bridge of Dee. Finally in Aberdeenshire, still a little delay now on the southbound A90 just south of Stonehaven due to the ongoing lane closure near Temple of Fiddes. Anything else to see, give us a call on the North Sound 1 Jambuster line with Sets Limited on Aberdeen 400040.
North Sound 1 Travel with Arnold Clark.
Do more with your money. Take the Arnold Clark Savings Challenge.
North Sound 1, the official station of the Dons. Keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sports.
The Premier League returns this weekend after the international break. Arsenal will want to open up a gap at the top, while Sunderland, under new management of course, will be desperate to get off the bottom. Colin Beasley looks ahead.
Arsenal again face stiff competition to end the day as league leaders tomorrow. The current table toppers are at home to Norwich. Arsene Wenger's side are unbeaten since losing their opening game of the season to Aston Villa, but the Arsenal manager is wary that there have been plenty of slip-ups by the big clubs recently.
I believe that every team who is a favourite today is on its toes, because it knows, everybody knows, that every game is a potential danger.
However, Liverpool could already be at the summit by the time the game kicks off. They'll just need to avoid defeat at Newcastle in the lunchtime fixture. Should either of the top two slip up, then Chelsea and Southampton will be waiting to capitalise when they meet Cardiff and Manchester United respectively. The game at Old Trafford could provide another opportunity for teenage sensation Adnan Januzaj to impress. Manager David Moyes says the Belgian-born winger is talented enough to feature every week.
Well, I don't think Endy very rarely plays week in, week out for Manchester United, because we have enough players to rotate the squad and we've got enough players to use. So, no, Adnan at 18 years old, I don't think that Endy would expect that from. But is he good enough? The answer's yes to that.
And Gus Poyet takes charge of his first game as Sunderland manager when they travel to Swansea. He says he's quite glad it's Michael Laudrup's men up first for his side.
Probably the team I was the most. I was doing some TV work and I done 4 Europa League games of Swansea as a coincidence. It helped me a little bit. If it was a team that I didn't see before or I didn't see a lot.
Elsewhere, Everton aim to continue their good home record when they host Hull, while West Brom are unbeaten away in the league ahead of their trip to Stoke. Manchester City are at West Ham in the late game, Aston Villa host Tottenham on Sunday, and Crystal Palace could be at the foot of the table when they face Fulham on Monday.
Rugby Now and Aberdeen Grammar welcome Glasgow Hawks tomorrow. Last weekend they were kind of beaten 42-16 away to Melrose. A sore one for head coach Kevin Wyness.
We were very competitive in the first half. Came out after half time, scored a very good try to put us in the lead. One or two incidents happened there. Unfortunately, Graham Clough had to leave the field with a head knock, which sort of stopped our rhythm a little bit. And to be fair to Melrose, they really took the game by the throat, gave away a couple of silly yellow cards again, and ended up playing the last 20 minutes with 13, then 12 men.
Good luck to Grammar tomorrow. Tennis now, and all this week 16 of the top Northeast juniors have been receiving tuition from coaches from the Justine Henin Tennis Academy. And to complete a memorable week for the youngsters, the former world number one and 7 times Grand Slam winner spent yesterday and today at Westbourne.
I think it's perfect for the kids, for what we did this week. It's perfect. The fitness is very good. They have everything. It's always to find a good balance between the facilities we need and not to put also the players in too good conditions, because what can they develop, and what they can fight if everything is perfect around them. So it's a good balance.
And a great week was had by all, and well done to Sport Aberdeen and Glacier Energy Services who made that week possible. But great opportunity, Dave, to actually have a former world number one of the pretty recent past telling you how you can improve your game.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have a female tennis former world champion and a player of that calibre up here in the Northeast, because, you know, obviously there's been a knock-on effect in the men's game after Andy Murray's recent heroics, but hopefully this will have a boost on the women's side of things as well.
Yeah, it was her first time in Scotland ever. Good. So I did tell her that normally it's 30 degrees and the sun's out. It was a bit unusual yesterday. Right.
30 yeah. Fahrenheit.
Yeah, she believed that as much as she believed that Charlie Allen was a former athlete.
Yeah, I know. We tried that one. That didn't work either.
Jeff Capes was an athlete.
Yeah, Jeff Capes was. Charlie Allen isn't. Right. We didn't actually get a prediction for tomorrow's game, Aberdeen against Dundee United. Dave?
I think it will be a close-run thing. And I'm going to go for Aberdeen 2, Dundee United 1.
Andrew? Oh,
well, trying to keep up my 100% record of the last week, because I did predict Scotland would beat Croatia 2-0 last Friday.
Done. Very good.
I'm going to go 3-1 for Aberdeen. I think United will score, because they've got a habit of scoring against the Dons, as I mentioned earlier. But I'm confident that the Dons are going to play some good stuff tomorrow, and they're going to win it 3-1.
OK, and of course, full commentary of that match on Red TV and goal flashes here on North Sound 1. And what about we didn't actually ask for predictions for the Aberdeenshire Cup final.
Ooh,
that's a fairly tough one
to
call.
It's a tough one. I'm not gonna give you a scoreline, but I think Fermartin will win it because of the disappointment that's losing out in the Scottish Cup.
I think Fermartin might just edge it, but it might take extra time.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do feel, because Athol Kadjar has put so much into that club, and Steve Patterson, as he said, he was brought there to win trophies.
Well,
so,
exactly. Pelly's desperate to win something.
Yeah.
I predict there will be at least one red card as well.
Well, that wouldn't be the most out of the way prediction in the world, right? We asked you if you wanted to win a pair of tickets for the match tomorrow, Aberdeen against Dundee United. Mm. That is, who was the Aberdeen player that we signed from Dundee United? The answer was, of course, Willow Flood. And that was the phones were. Apologies for those who didn't get through, because I know because some of you didn't manage to get through, because it really was very, very busy. But Dave has say. A way to pick a winner at random.
Yep. The lucky winner is Colin Thompson. Well done, Colin.
Well done, Colin. We'll be in touch with you to organise you to get your tickets. That's just about your lot from us all, from Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway, and myself, Dave McDermott, here on Friday Sport.